Blom.
Kicked into the wall by Wallen! Oh my God, no! Wallen's jumped dead center! Oh no, they got to save Wallen! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit! It was a clean hit!
It's bigger than him! Your brain, I know better than that. That's game, man, we ready for that. Two soldiers headed to pack. Matter of fact, who got the gun? And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your projects put on hold in the real world. These just people with ideas.
We're famous.
So we've always been saying we're going to do something real exciting for episode 10.
We've got
nothing.
No, get this, we have the co-founder heiress to the famous board game everyone likes to get shit canned and play, Pictionary.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
How you doing? Introduce yourself.
I'm good, thanks. Ariana. Lions, nice to meet you.
Nice. Ariana owns lions. So that is how rich she is.
You own a bunch of lions? Like
yeah.
a pride of them? Wow.
Exactly. In Ardmore.
I feel so unsuperior right now.
Most famous person to ever be in your room.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. Does Mike Hallett count? He's like a business owner.
He's also like an internet celebrity at this point.
So I guess we have a pretty average show, you know, as per usual.
Yeah.
You know, get her done.
But guests always help.
It's a good day.
We have no beers today, just coffees, because it's the morning.
Well, Timmy's is open in Sydney.
I know. It's
game changer.
Fucking fantastic.
You're fucking fantastic? Who is this fantastic and why haven't I met her?
Tim Hortons is fantastic. Give me a fucking break. All right. So I guess we should get into our guest, Ariana, who goes to college in the United States of America.
I believe it's William and Mary. Yeah?
Correct.
Nice.
Well, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you're all about.
What I'm all about.
What you're all about. How you get down. I don't know.
What I'm all about. I'm a dual citizen. We can start there.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's useful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you duel as a citizen?
Like, I do.
With swords and shit.
At the border.
Just
yes.
Walk up to somebody. I need to go ahead and, like, the
you
border
You slap
line.
Them with a white glove.
There's just, like, an open hole in the border, and you're allowed to, like, go through without being checked if you could beat everybody on the way through the door.
Exactly. Yeah. I was born in California, Palm Springs. It's an excellent city to raise kids in.
She's making it rain out here.
Damn.
Then we moved out to Colorado, and I lived there till the year 2000. No, I moved in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, and I lived there till this past October. So for a long time. Northern Colorado. Fort Collins. It's where CSU is. It's close to Boulder, I guess.
Okay, I've seen Boulder on, hippie websites, worst dress kind of things.
Yeah. Fort Collins is, like, Boulder, because it's really hippie, but, like, less money.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's an interesting place.
Sounds awesome. Now, were you there when the whole election marijuana becomes legalized thing rolled around? And was that like a big deal or anything like that?
Yeah, like the first time it came through, like for medical marijuana, it's a big deal. There are like a couple dispensaries close to my house.
Okay.
But yeah, it's much different now. I was not there when it was legalized with the last election. Because we moved in October and I went to boarding school, high school in outside Boston.
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 Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Got 100 black Bostons.
Like the first time I actually talked to Ariana, I was at a bar with Galen. We walk in and it's like a baseball game's
this
on.
Sounds like the start to a bad joke.
Horse walks into a bar. Bartender says, it's probably not a good idea that you're in here. You're a very large animal. Any sudden movements and you may injure somebody. I don't know why you're here. None of the glasses are ergonomically designed for you to drink from them. So you should probably leave.
Yeah, I know. bottom of 9 anyways, and the Sox are down 7-2 to the Mariners. I was like, Galen, bet you a drink. The Sox come back. And they come all the way back and win. Her rally.
It's all you. It's your Boston, the Boston presence.
Yep.
Boston strong. No?
Like, that's too soon, Jordan. How dare you? What are you, a communist?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
My sister was there.
Like during the explosion?
Yeah, she's at the finish line.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
She was okay? No, nothing like...
Yeah, she was
She
like,
didn't get hit by any building or shit?
Nah, she's far enough off, but like she was in the area that they like closed off.
God,
to, like,
that,
question everyone.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, because they didn't know what was going on. Nuts.
That's fucked.
Well, we almost got blown up by terrorists on Canada Day. So, I mean, we can sort of relate.
They tried to put a bomb in the Parliament buildings downtown.
Right.
But, like, it was, like, the same bomb they used there, but, like, 4 or 5 more of them.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, like, these people were crazy as fuck and didn't know what they were doing.
What was it? What did they want?
I don't know.
They were, like, these weird... It was fucked. In the newspaper, it paints them as, like, radical Islamists,
they're
white as fuck. Yeah. They're also, like... heroin addicts. Like, I don't know what these people are all about.
He was on something.
The thing you use when you try and quit heroin.
I know what you mean, but
morphine.
I can't.
Morphine.
No, methadone, that's it. He was a methadone addict. But that, I thought that would just make you sleepy and tired. No.
But he just quit cold turkey.
Oh,
he was like,
no.
He was like tweaking on methadone, and then he's like, now I'm gonna blow up some Canadians. He just quits methadone and goes nuts.
Oh, buddy. They on the newspaper, it said they might get away with it because they're mentally unstable.
That's fucked.
If this was America, they'd be fucking quartering and stringing those fuckers and like parading them through town.
You could argue anyone who would even think about doing anything like that is mentally unstable.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you have the knowledge to put together a pressure cooking device to blow some people up, like, you're not that you're not that mentally unstable. Like, you're pretty... fucking weird, but
you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Canadian laws. Like, you have to be like completely insane in the States.
Pussy ass liberals.
You guys are like more likely than not.
God damn it. Pussy ass bitches.
So the college experience in the States.
Yeah.
You watch these movies up in Canada and it's like, oh, it's not actually like that at all. This is just a movie.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
Absolutely. Well, it depends what you're talking about.
Like, let's say, like...
This represents imminent danger for sure.
It must, right?
It must. Like, Animal House.
We gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do?
Toga party.
Toga. 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 Toga.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck going to college in Ontario. We're going to Boulder or someplace like that.
We'll go to Virginia.
It depends where you go to school. What kind of school you go to. Yeah. All types. I go to a public university.
I don't think we could afford a private one. Like, let's be real here.
I was thinking we'd go to, like, somewhere big, but I mean... Here's our plan.
Let's go to Berkeley, man.
This is how we'll get famous.
Okay.
We'll go to, like, a really good athletic school, make their basketball team, win the Final Four.
How are we making the basketball team?
That's like...
Like, my exercise regimen consists of me going to the pool 3 times a week and picking up my dumbbells for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll just do it.
Let's focus on getting in first.
Yeah. Well, like, once they see how good we are at sports, we'll be in for sure.
Right.
We'll offer to run, like, their campus radio show.
The last sports team I made was in 2011, and I've retired since. This is going to be quite the challenge, Jordan.
I have won a university intramurals, so...
I used to ref university.
We're pretty much set.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just show them my athlete pass from Nationals one year and be like, I was good once at sports. Give me a break.
We play in one of the most premier hockey leagues.
Have you never heard of the SAHL before? For all of you who don't know, the Sexy Action Hockey League. $10 a game.
coming Mondays this fall on Fox. Fox Sports 1 picked us up. That's the new thing.
Fox Sports 5 with the rest of the unnecessary sports. That's a segue.
The unnecessary sports.
Have you ever watched, like...
Bowling?
Snooker?
Poker?
Yeah, poker.
Darts.
I love watching darts. I've never seen... Fuck the haters of darts.
I need to go to Dublin and go to a darts match.
Dart? Have you seen how intense it gets? Like, everyone there is blackout.
I bet you don't pay for a ticket. It's just like... You have to drink 40 beers, and then you're allowed to go into the thing.
The drinkers there are, like, they're crazy. I remember when I was, like, probably 12 years old, went over there, visit some family, and it's a baby shower. A baby shower. And everyone there is dicked beyond belief. Like, I'm playing with the baby and shit because everyone else is too fucked up. Like, those people know how to drink.
Yeah.
Seasoned professionals.
Do you guys watch curling?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I've gotten into, like...
I feel like it's just Canadian ice bowling.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. I mean, it's cool and everything.
Like, I can get into it during the Olympics, though.
Oh.
Like, when Martin...
I can get into anything when the Olympics
like, like, you're watching it, they're, like, down, like, 4-3 against Norway, and Martin needs to curl to the button to save two or something like that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I am screaming at my TV when the rock's being thrown.
Okay, when the Olympics is on, I'm watching goddamn table tennis and men's volleyball. Like, I am into every single Olympic sport.
You know who else is watching men's volleyball?
Who?
That dude who got a blowjob in the stands.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did I not send you that video?
No, you didn't.
I thought I did. Okay, so there's this international volleyball, like, tournament going on, and they're, like, panning through the crowd between points, and there is a woman just going to town on this man's junk.
In the stands?
In the stands.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah. And this is, like, the finals. Like, it's not even, like, some, like, no-name thing. Like, this is, like, CONCACAF world event here. It was close to the end. So Eric has drawn a stick man playing volleyball and then someone on their knees in front of him. But they were like sitting side by side.
This person looks like they're praying or smacking their head into their own hands.
It's a fairly large volleyball.
Yeah, that volleyball looks like a medicine ball, but whatever.
That should be a new sport. Volleyball with medicine ball.
Just rocks.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to hit this with your arms over, breaking both of them at the same time.
Spike it.
Break someone's
that
face.
That hurts my fists thinking about it.
But yeah, some sports just do not belong on TV.
I don't know. I feel like some sports are too so ridiculous I could watch.
There are some
men's strength competitions when they got to run down flipping tires and shit.
Yeah, so there's like some that you'd only see in America and some you only see in Canada. Like you watch like ESPN, it's like ESPN 6 bowling championships are on. It's like after a while you're just like, yeah, they're going to get a strike every time because they bowled there like for like 45 years.
So what have you been doing your entire life? I've been bowling since the age of 7.
Did you ever see that guy who's like just loses his cool bowling? Yeah. He's like, who do you think you are? I am.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And
but then there's, like, some you'd only see in Canada.
Like the Canadian lumberjack challenge.
What is that?
So it's just, like, guys, like...
Okay, I need... Okay, you keep talking about this. Yeah. I'm going to show our guests.
It's just, like, picking up logs and, like, who can move the biggest rock and who can, like, split the most pieces of wood.
Yeah, it's actually, like... it is a lumberjack challenge. Okay, well... I only found a 7-minute video of it. This is the axe throwing competition. Let's take a look. Great studio here. Using my computer and
shit. Where in Canada would this?
Probably like
some like rent, like Williams Lake
or like Moncton.
You're watching the Great Canadian Lumberjack Challenge from Corner Brook, Newfoundland. Newfoundland.
There we go.
Some fantastic hospitality here in Corderbrook, Newfoundland, staying at the base of Marble Mountain.
He's got a Carhartt shirt on. He's
just outside of Corderbrook.
Husqvarna is
Tim
a good
Labrador.
Sponsorship.
The cause, I can see all that
that
kind
is
of
a
stuff.
Fucking axe and a half.
Now,
this is not real.
Yeah.
We had a total of 5 head-to-head
no
matchups
one's
in the axe row.
Okay,
we're going to be showing you the top
I would
two
go to this
head-to-head
blackout.
Matchups. This person is Tim Labrador from Greenfield, Nova Scotia.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Williams Lake, British Columbia.
He's from Williams Lake.
He started himself off with a 3. Each competitor gets 3.
Slow-mo.
Right. This is why you don't get Labrador in a fight.
It looks easy.
Nova Scotia.
He makes it look
7 years just
like,
back
that looks
into it
light.
This year.
It's probably
can you imagine
light
throwing an axe over your head at a target, though?
I want to see her, like, a really big, like,
he's
strength
on the
one. I'm just going to jump
826
in.
He's a star.
He's got to chop down a tree as fast as he can.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cecil. Oh, it's a race.
Oh,
and they're just chopping.
The country. Who's the best? The east or the west?
Can you imagine practicing for this? Honey, I'm going to chop down like 30 trees.
He's climbing it.
That's what he has to chop, chop into it, put a plank into it, and climb the tree.
Oh, my God.
This isn't real.
He's already on his second board.
No, I've seen this on like TSN before.
Yeah.
But once they get up top, Cecil's an excellent chopper on the second board, so Carl wants to try and get a
chop it off.
Like the very
can you imagine the catastrophic injuries in this?
He hits up onto his second board, two knees, and then onto his 2 feet.
He's going to chop the
Carl
top off.
Not
what if
a
they
whole
just
lot
carve
of
it?
There.
Beautiful at the top.
Could that have been a tough
there's those chainsaw art people
yeah.
down in like
yeah.
Campbell River.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Eagle made with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Catch up to Carl. Carl's trying to
imagine if he bites it.
Out of the wood there, the chopping's 10-inch round.
Chops
who are the other 826 people who have seen this video?
I don't know. Probably people like us.
Both getting into the smaller wood.
Someone's doing play-by-play on this.
That's going to be us one day.
Said for a few years now, the best axemen are from the west. The best sawyers are from the east. But we're going to find out right here. In the Great Canadian Lumberjack Challenge,
what if, you know,
Carl Bischoff has made his turn. He's over on the backside,
slightly
putting some drywall.
That's what
in.
I was thinking.
That axe is going
Cecil
far.
Like he doesn't put that board in enough and just takes
well
a tumble.
Could this be a big upset in the making? Cecil Starr taking on Carl.
A big upset in the making.
That was close.
He was one strike away.
Anyways, that's the kind of shit you see on Canadian TSN at like 10:30 in the morning when it's too late for highlights, but not late enough for talk shows.
There's like nothing on right now for sports.
Baseball?
Yeah. But like the problem is the Jays are on a Western road trip, so there's nothing from like... Well, I guess you can fill it with like ESPN talk shows, like you put like Pardon the Interruption, Around the Horn on.
That's a good show.
Yeah. I've said this before, but my dream job in sports would be Tony Reale on Around the Horn.
My dream job in sports is to do the fucking Canadian Lumberjack Challenge.
To win it.
Yeah. I'm going to
say... I would, like, I bet you win a belt. Like a WWE Championship belt, but it has, like, an axe
I
on it.
I think you
but
do.
Look,
I'm going to look for it.
I feel like you do.
Or, like, a golden axe.
I just carry that around.
They give you a live beaver. It's potty trained.
So this is my pet beaver. I want
a lifetime supply of maple syrup, a 6-pack of Canadian, a new CCM twig from.
Oh, look at this trophy!
I want to see. What?
Look at that!
What is it?
What is it?
I don't know.
It's looks like a car part.
Looks like they stripped an F1 car down to its bare bones.
Congratulations. You've got the transmission of
it
a NASCAR.
Like, do you know what I
it's
think
just
it is?
Trash.
You go to like NFL combines and you have to like do like a squeeze test on something.
Like one of those big
like you have like the, one of those handles like those but
one
like
of these things.
But like for like your whole upper body.
That sounds way too intense for me to comprehend.
They win, they give you win, they give you a like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
They're like, congratulations.
A golden Husqvarna.
You get like a $200 gift certificate to Home Hardware.
Welcome to the 21st century. You may now use electric tools.
Here's a cordless screwdriver. Have fun.
Cordless screwdriver.
An electric screwdriver.
You get to choose like 800 kilometers of like your hometown to be paved.
I want to repave the road from Tofino to Port Alberni, please. That's a good road, though.
I just realized this. Port Alberni gets hot.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Tofino before?
Yeah.
The fucking hippies that go there. Like, I remember when I was a youngin' and I used to live there.
There's, like, okay, there's two parts of Tofino. There's, like, the really hippie part, and there's the part where, like, all the tourists are, like, sucked into.
Well, there's, like, actually three parts of Tofino. There's the part where you first come in,
yeah,
and that's, like, all the tourists and whatnot. And then you get the residential area, which is people who have no choice but to live there, yeah, because of their job. And then you get even further into Tofino, where the next part after is, like, a dusty boat to Nootka Island.
Yeah.
And that is natives on natives. Like, nothing but. And some campgrounds,
too. Yeah.
I need to go back there. Back to my roots, man. Gotta get in touch with myself, man.
It's just me, the board, the ocean.
And the acid.
Like, you see, like, you see, like, places where, like, Americans go, like, surfing. It's, like, Huntington Beach. It's, like, 28, 30 degrees every day. You go to Tofino, it's like, sweet, only like 10 centimeters of rain today.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's like 5 degrees today. Should be pretty good out there.
I'm going to drown. Why? There's so much fog in the air. Every time I breathe in, it's just filling my lungs with fog.
There's this one section of Long Beach in Tofino. If you go down there, you will be drowned because of, like, the... there's, like, these waves that take you into this fucking huge-ass rock, and there's nothing you can do about it. The rogue
waves.
Yeah.
So you hear stories about, like, a kid every year, and he's like, Grandpa, I'm gonna go up on the rocks. And he's like, all right, have fun. Little do they fucking know, like, this wave just comes out of nowhere.
But they're always there.
It always happens.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. People gotta know, but they don't, because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
That was Tofino life, though. I remember, Helen and Richard just let me go running when I was like 4.
That's sweet.
Like, okay, see you in like an hour or so, and just go
over. My early days were like Cumberland, but we lived in a van.
Goats on the roof.
No, that's like,
oh, that's Coombs.
That's Coombs. Have you heard of Goats on the Roof?
No.
Okay, so there's this store.
Pants on the ground.
And it literally has a roof that has, yeah, like grass on it.
Yeah.
And there's goats that live on the roof.
Live goats.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Coombs. So, like, what near, is that? Like, near Parksville.
Which is?
Like, 3 hours up island.
Okay.
Like,
go to Nanaimo.
Which, you know where Nanaimo is?
Yeah, I know that.
And then, like, another hour in one way, I don't know.
Just great, to see goats.
Great directions. That's all there
like,
is.
Like, when we were in Duncan, and then we went to, like, Cowichan.
Yeah.
Like, the other direction from when we went.
Okay.
Because we took her to Cowichan.
Lake Cowichan?
Yeah.
Fuck, that place is dusty.
Yeah.
Like, I will...
Ugh. You were chirping the locals pretty hard.
The locals there are just like, you shake your head and you...
We're just like having coffee. Like, we were right by Nicola and Cody's trailer park.
Okay, the fucking trailer park. I go there and they're like, oh yeah, come to the cabin, get there. It's a fucking trailer park. Yeah,
100%. Like,
there's no two ways about it. It's a goddamn trailer park. I've been... shit-faced there a few times, though. Like, you can't be there. You can't be sober there. It's a trailer park, for Christ's sake.
Eric's been known to have a beer 20 when he goes up to Cowichan.
Tarnowski's been known to have a 2-6 or 2 when he goes up to Cowichan.
I'm gonna go fish it. No, man, you're too drunk. Drop my reel.
Yeah, he drops his $400 reel into the water.
Idiot.
You see that picture I made of him?
Yeah. Because he starts going, he's going off about...
How pussies take advantage of Canadian healthcare because you can just go to the hospital.
And he's, like, actually hurt, and someone's like, I have a cough, and he's in, like, the
emergency... I hate those people. Yeah,
so Tarnowski finally gets in, then he just goes on this tirade on Facebook, and then Eric's like, Tarnowski for Prime Minister, and then he made a picture of him in the shower... with a pilsner, and what does it say?
Hope is here, hope is now. Came up with that on the fly.
I laughed really good at that.
Felt pretty good about myself. Is, in Marca...
Yeah.
Is the, how intense is, like, the U.S. presidential race down there? Because in Canada, it gets a lot of headline news.
It's really big.
Is it?
Because, yeah, our politics get, like, shit all for news.
Our politics are, like, page 3 of the, yeah, newspaper. No one gives a fuck.
Gord got a Dewey again. And
yeah.
That's it.
What's that? Stephen Harper doesn't like gay people?
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's the way she goes.
Yeah, no. It's a really big deal. And it depends where you are. It makes it more interesting. Like, Virginia's a swing state. Or at least it was this past year.
That'd be so badass.
So, it's fun. It's interesting.
I'd be trolling hard.
Have you ever been to any rallies or anything?
I have not, but I have friends who've been to, like, tea party rallies. And stuff.
That is badass. Yeah. Your friends are, I'm fans of them.
Just go for it.
I want to see the people who are at, like, both the Obama rallies and the Romney rallies.
I don't even like the presidents. I just like going for the rally.
Yeah. Interviewer comes up to me. So who are you voting for? I don't give a fuck. I just like the rallies. I like tailgating and having burgers and shit.
So you live like, your college is in like a colonial town?
Yeah, Williamsburg. It's one of the oldest cities in America.
How's that?
You know, like Jamestown, like Pocahontas. Like, Jamestown settlement.
Yeah.
Where, like, everyone died.
Yeah.
It was in a swamp. Yeah, that's, like...
That sounds terrible.
Right next to Williamsburg.
Why does this always happen? We'll be, like, on, like, a positive, like,
thing. And then things dark. Take a turn for the worse every time.
But now there's an excellent museum there.
Yeah. Like, we can all look at old guns.
It's a living museum. It's, like, the whole, like, half the... I don't know, not half the city, but it's, like, a good portion.
Oh, people like, are, like, dressed up?
Colonial garb, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then they, like, just, like, from work, they'll, like, walk around, so you'll be, like, at...
Do you just get drunk and chirp
the grocery up? Store.
In their colonial get-ups?
Yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
Yeah, well...
That is so awesome.
There's this story, there's this fraternity, that was kind of off the ice anyways, and, they had this pledge, there was a pledge task, and they told them to steal one of those three-corner hats from a colonial person. And he stole it. Turns out it's worth so much money. It's not even a misdemeanor. It's like a felony.
Holy shit.
It's like real.
Oh.
Anyways, returning lost their charter. It was a sad day.
Like so many of like those statements in that story you just told, like went right over my head. Pledge, task, charter. Like
well, I know about the pledges because one of my good buddies, Zach Parks, who goes to the University of Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Their pledge task is they got to wear this pin.
Yeah.
And they got to try their best for someone else not to steal a pin, or for a sorority girl not to steal the pin. If they steal the pin, they got to wear a bigger pin. If a girl steals it.
Yeah.
If a guy steals it, they, the guy takes them to somewhere, just anywhere, and they have to find their way back to UVic. So I've heard stories of,
like Mystic Vale? Or like
well,
farther?
No, like Mystic Vale is, you have a nice guy who steals your pin. I've heard stories of people who have their pilot's license.
No!
Flying them to places like Winnipeg.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and the worst one is they had to give it a year break after this. Got into the guy's dorm room.
Yeah.
Stole his pin, drove him to a graveyard, middle of the night.
Yeah.
Stripped him naked, no cell phone or anything, and there was like this weird ass fucking like cult thing.
Yeah.
And they dropped him off there. And they told him he had to find his way back.
At this cult
kid's
meeting?
A foreign student.
Oh my god.
Apparently it was in, like, Colwood?
Like, Ross Bay Cemetery?
I don't know. Like, Deep Cheds, Colwood.
Like, where we were when we saw that giant deer?
Yeah, that was a big fucking deer. But can you imagine that?
Yeah.
But I guess that's nowhere near as bad as stealing someone's, like, $20,000 colonial era hat.
Well, the pins are just the beginning. So, like...
Oh, so you guys have that too?
So, like, it's a fraternity thing, not a sorority thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, we had pins, but we didn't get to keep them. Like, there weren't enough. They were like, we don't care.
Okay.
But with fraternities, every pledge gets a pin. And each fraternity does it differently. But, like, a lot of them, like, you have to wear it 24/7, except for when you're drinking. You have to take it off because it has letters on it, and you can't drink in Greek letters. So this is before you've been initiated. So you have to wear your pin 24/7. So other brothers are, like, walking around the school. They see you without your pin on. You're in big trouble.
Jesus Christ, the rules.
I know, right?
So you're
I'd
like,
blow it. Like, I don't know if I could handle it.
Let's say that the pins don't have letters on them.
Okay.
So, like, you'll be, like, at a party or a rush event or something. Or this is after you've accepted your bid. So, like,
let
I know
me get this
turn.
Straight.
Yeah.
When you say rush event, you mean the great Canadian rock band Rush.
No.
Goes all around the country playing concerts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, it's fraternity season again.
Getty Lee's just like, I can't do it, man.
Yeah, no, like, they'll take it off and put it in your cup, and you have 5 seconds to chug it. I know one kid who's...
Pin included?
Yeah.
Swallowed the pin?
Oh, no!
And then he got in more trouble because he swallowed it.
No.
So on top of the hospital bills, you run every fraternity at you. Oh, no. Poor guy.
But the dropping off story reminds me, some fraternities call that a marathon, so they'll drop you 26 miles from campus at like 3 a.m. You have to make it to class
Good
by 8.
Christ.
Yeah, that's bad.
My dad's friend, when he was going to university, he was like 24 when he was going back to school, and he decided he was going to join a fraternity. And they
at
wanted,
age 24?
Yeah. And they wanted him to do this crazy task, and he ended up just beating the shit out of the guy who wanted to do him the crazy task. Gets in, doesn't have to do any more pledge activities.
That's insane. Yeah. What did they want him to do? Do you know?
I think they were going to do the strip him naked and take him somewhere.
Yeah.
Shindig.
A classic is, like, making someone, like, swallow a goldfish.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Like, a live
Remember that girl fish. In, This is terrible. Podcast is about to take a turn for the worst again.
Are you gonna tell the hamster story again?
Have we told that hamster story?
Remember the time that Dane came on, said nothing, and Johnson was here? Anyways, so, disgusting story, pretty
no.
much. No.
You're like a cute hamster.
Yeah.
No.
We'll save you from that one.
I had a hamster.
So did I.
What was his name?
His name was Sunny.
Oh, mine was Harry.
This thing was like an industrialist. Like, it chewed through the metal bars on its cage, then it went blind in one side, but, like, it would get out of its cage, and, like, I wouldn't see it for, like, 4 days, and I'd just be, like, chilling on the couch, and he'd just, like, come on out, and be like, hey, buddy, it's been a while. Want something to eat?
How big was he?
It was, like, this big.
He had a dwarf hamster. He was, like, this big.
Oh, he was, like, big and fluffy, mm-hmm. and, like, you'd wake up in the morning, and be, like, sitting on your head.
Aw. Yeah.
Well, he was, like, getting through, like, he would chew through his cage, and then we'd put, like, electrical wires, like, over it, because my dad's an electrician, so we'd just, like, twist these wires, and he'd cut through the copper.
What?
And then, like, because...
Did this guy have fucking platinum teeth?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So...
Grills.
Yeah, so he'd chew through it all, but then, like, I guess, like, all the toxins got to him, so he went completely blind in one eye. So he'd still get out, and he'd, like, try to make a run for it, but, like, he didn't know where he was going, so he'd just run in circles, like, outside of his cage.
Oh, poor guy.
He'd be like, little buddy, no.
Sidetrack, my record player's amp crapped out again, so we have to listen to the same CD 3 episodes in a row.
So this is the famous mixtape.
That just came in my system.
Mm-hmm.
With such class, I think it goes The Killers, and then it's going to go into 50 Cent.
Yeah,
maybe Akon, then
yeah,
50 Cent.
Yeah, Akon, 50 Cent, and then, fuck, I don't know, there's
plays,
someone else.
What's that song? I can't remember. Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Yeah, that's it. I got no other CDs, except Pinkerton.
But we've already played Pinkerton just as many
Pinkerton's
times.
Pinkerton's been on 5 episodes already. I used to have Live at Macy Hall by Matthew Good, but someone stole it.
That's a good album.
That's a great album. Too bad my record player is kind of dicked right now.
Mine's even worse. I can't even play anything.
Remember we listened to Until the Quiet Comes for another 3 episodes because I just kept forgetting to change it?
We just had bad memory. It's like, oh, we haven't played this one yet, and just chucked it on again.
A lot of girl talk, too.
Yeah.
We're good. We get shit done around this place.
Yeah.
Speaking of tunes, you went to JT with our secretary.
Yeah, so the secretary and I made a decision 2 days before the concert. It's like, we're going. So our plan was we're going to sleep in Alana's car. But I had to drive it on the ferry for it to be free ferry.
Okay.
And it's a standard. And up until this point, I've never driven a standard car in my life. And, like, sure, like, anyone can, like, learn to start a standard in, like, a parking lot or a flat road.
Onto a ferry.
But if you're trying to drive onto a ferry, like, I was revving this sucker hard trying to get it started on a hill.
Whoops. I was going for some freaky, like, you know, classic porn music.
Yeah.
You said you were sleeping in the car with the secretary.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the script for a porno. Looks like we got nowhere to stay tonight. Why don't we sleep in the car?
Why don't we drive to the ferry terminal and sleep in the back of the CRV?
Ouch.
And it was in like a 2-person sleeping bag too.
Oh yeah!
And so we went, and it was unreal.
Oh, I bet.
Like, I think it's the best concert I've ever been to.
Was JT on N-Words in Paris?
No.
Because that would be racist.
But when Jay-Z dropped N-Words in Paris, like 45,000 people just freaked out.
Did he say it? Did he sing it 10 times like the last time
it was 11 Vancouver? Times. No, that's a record. Vancouver holds the record for most consecutive plays.
Why Vancouver?
In a row. I don't know. And it wasn't even BC Place when they did it. It was Rogers. So only like 15,000 people saw it.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube.
It's yeah. Do you see the guy who also recorded the whole thing?
Who what?
Some guy recorded all 11 plays of it.
Yeah, that's 40, the one.
It's a 45 minute video.
What the fuck? When you get tired of that?
Exactly. But yeah, it was really good. I'd recommend it. Like, I wouldn't go see like either of them on their own. I don't think.
Not even Jay-Z.
I might go see Jay-Z on his own, but like, I wouldn't pay like that much money to go see him on his own.
Right.
What are we playing now?
This is track 12. We've never made it this
okay,
far.
Okay, so we're switching it up. I don't know what this is.
This is Black Eyed Peas. Don't funk with my heart. Okay. Give me a break, Jordan.
Sorry. These headphones are noise canceling, so I don't really pick it up that
no,
well.
No, they're not.
They are.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I kind of stole these from my brother's room, so they're like $30 headphones.
Speaking of Marcus. Went hard in the paint the other night.
Marcus, I've never seen the kid go so hard in his life.
But he was, like, draining in Pong. Draining.
His drink of choice that night was Crown & Royal with a shot of spiced rum.
That's it?
Are you kidding me? That's disgusting. But the kid was pounding them like no problem.
He's a beaut.
Kid.
Yeah, so then Marcus came down, and me and Shelby were kind of struggling in Pong a little bit. So Marcus comes up, he's like, "I believe in you." Takes my hat off and puts this Indiana Jones cap on.
No, this is a cowboy hat.
I have a huge dome.
It
doesn't even come close to
fit. Doesn't fit my head.
No.
It would go on my head.
I think I used to wear that thing when I was 6.
Yeah.
So me, Shelby, and then M. Brown comes into the mix.
Nothing like, good happens when M. Brown gets
I call the huddle, and I just start making up plays.
Trip strike, 255, X block slant, H disco, alert 12 trap. No, alert 14 belly. We're going dice right, ice cream, alert 654, Jose.
And we win. Huge rally. That's a good one. Yeah. We made a tower, and it's just like classic Popple creeping in the background.
Of course. Yeah, I think I was shout. Okay, you need to send that to Jordan. That needs to go on the blog.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was yelling Rule 4 all night.
Yeah.
Don't mock my house!
Right, because we show up and then we just read the rules off on the front of his door.
Yeah.
That was smart. I'd never thought of that when I have people over.
Yeah, and I also made up signs to put on doors, which people obviously didn't follow, but don't go in here, probably not, eh?
She chirped your gun.
Yeah, you beat my gun. Thanks. Take
nice
pride.
One.
I take
nice
pride
one.
In that thing. My gat. Blah, blah, blah.
It was just kind of funny when you put the bayonet on it.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is so over the top, and, like, the cleaning rod falls out. I'm just going to put this away now.
This is embarrassing.
He kept chirping me, telling me I was going to shoot myself. Like, don't worry, there's never been ammo in there.
Famous last words.
I know at least two stories of kids who've, like, shot other kids in the head.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Did they die?
Do tell.
Absolutely.
Do tell.
Really?
All right, so one story. Do you want the little kids first or the high school kids first?
I don't know if I can handle the little kids.
Probably just both.
Yeah, I'll just go for both.
Okay, so the little kids' story. These girls are having a sleepover, and this girl wants to show her friends her dad's guns.
Oh, my God.
She's like, it's not loaded. She shoots herself in the face.
Fuck.
That's like, do you guys watch the show 6 Feet Under?
No.
Okay, there's this
Did
one.
You just pound through like an entire season?
Yeah, I pounded through 3 seasons in 3 days. Give me a break.
Good.
Anyways, this one of the characters, his brother comes in the room, tells him to fuck off. The kid's like 6, so he goes into his mom's room to play, takes out the gun from underneath the bed, and just starts playing with it and pops himself in the face. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Like, that is some sad shit.
This one's really sad. These, like, high school kids were, I think it was a graduation party or something, but this one guy's, like, he's playing with his gun, and he shoots his friend in the head.
Yeah.
His best friend.
Wow.
So he just, like, runs away and then, like, commits suicide.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Once again, this podcast has taken a turn for the worst.
There was the one where we were talking about the Bill Masterton trophy, and we just went on like a 15-minute tear about people with awful diseases and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about...
like Saku Koivu and like Parkinson's. And
that was a whole 12-minute segment of us talking about diseases.
People with bad diseases. So that was pretty bad.
This is a close second, though.
We'll have to liven it up.
All right.
With America.
So...
America!
I don't know. What else... Do you have any other hilarious America stories?
Tell us about the sorority. We've heard about the fraternity.
Okay.
We need to hear about the female aspect.
What did them bitches get up to?
So, like, I'll give you, like, a little bit of... All right, so you have to rush to get in. So...
Okay.
Fraternity rush is different. You get to just go to whatever rush events you want. But for sorority rush, at least in my school, you sign up, and they put you in a group, and it's like camp. And they take you,
fun summer camp or like army boot camp?
Like job interview camp.
Oh,
if there would be such a thing.
Okay.
Sundresses. That's the required attire.
Sundresses.
Okay. Yeah. So you go and you go to like sorority court, which is where all the houses are, and you have to go to each house, and it's like an interview process, and you like randomly paired with a girl at the door, and like you're. 3-minute conversation with her is crucial. She decides whether or not she likes you, and then you get invited back or you don't.
Whoa. That sounds really hardcore.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
What if one of those girls is, like, racist or something?
Okay, what was your go-to? Because you had to do this, right?
Yeah.
What do you say in your 3 minutes?
They usually ask, like, where are you from? Like, what are you majoring in? It's good to, like, if you're the one rushing to, like, show interest in them, too, because they get really bored. It's good to, like, people like to talk about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always good. But some schools are hardcore. Like, Virginia is pretty rough. And Virginia and anywhere south is pretty rough. But my school is pretty nice. It's not... It's a nerdy school.
Yeah.
They're pretty welcoming.
It's
the
kids,
and
it's nice.
ELE.
Didn't get into Harvard.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The kids are nice.
Everybody love everybody.
Yeah.
Because.
Whereas, like, other schools, they'll, like, ask you, like, where do you summer? What does your father do?
Oh.
Yeah.
I summer, probably, I could just say Cowichan's, probably. I summer Hornby Island. And.
That would sound, like, pretty exotic, though.
Yeah.
You know, I
go off the grid, live on a hippie island for a few months. Pretty decent.
Yeah. Rent boats.
I summer in, place isn't even a fucking town. It's just the woods. You know, my dad, he works for the fish police. He's a big fan of the environment. Sometimes I like to play with guns. And, yeah, that's me.
I summer to the left of the highway.
Killing me.
Go to the woods 8 meters.
Sometimes I jump over the ditch and walk into the forest.
Yeah.
Boy.
No, that's good. People like talk about their summer jobs and stuff like that. But then it gets more interesting, and then they have like the days become themed, and they talk about the different things that their organization is into, like their philanthropy events.
Jesus Christ.
This is so...
The fraternities and sorority... The fraternity at UVic is a bunch of dudes who smoke weed, like, all day and play, like, Super Smash Bros.
And then
the sorority is just chicks sucking dick for Adderall.
Yeah.
Like, that's damn. Insane.
I have seen some fucked up dudes on Adderall.
Tell us about the bathtub guy.
Okay, so I walk into this room, and I see my friend, and I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, we'll head out in a sec, because we were going to go on a liquor store run. It was
okay.
A good liquor store run, the only time I've ever used a shopping cart in a liquor store. We went hard in the paint. But he's like, you have to see it. Josh is freaking out. Go into the shower, hear weeping. Pull back the curtain. Dude is fully clothed, sitting on the ground,
no.
Rocking back and forth,
oh.
With cold shower running over him.
No.
Oh, this sounds like amphetamine psychosis.
Not a clue. Like,
was he okay after?
I saw him like a few days later, and I like hugged it out. And I was like, it's gonna be okay.
So he still wasn't okay.
Well, he was like, obviously shaken from the...
That must fucking happen. lateral was this guy doing?
Not a clue, but probably God. A bit much.
Days on days worth? Yeah. Jesus.
Too much. Plus something else, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Pulling a Trinidad James or a Danny Brown?
Yeah.
Good Christ.
No, but, like, we do things. That's, we don't just, like, we have mixers. Oh, chicka, wah, wah. Yeah, there you go. We have philanthropy events, fraternities and sororities. Every organization has a philanthropy event.
Okay.
Which is always a really good time. And then there are formals. And in the South, if you go to a fraternity formal and you're, like, invited, like, girls paint guys coolers.
It's, like, a right. whole thing. This is funny.
It's a whole thing.
So she had to paint a cooler.
I'd like, have to, but I wanted to. And it was
with
fun.
Like designs and like.
I have a picture.
So you had to like.
No, she went all like. This is absurd to me.
It's like a like they pay for the because it's like a fraternity formal is a whole thing like it's a trip, so they pay for the hotel and the liquor, and you paint a cooler.
That sounds fantastic. That's a great deal.
That's a good deal.
You are. You pay for my liquor and my hotel? You fucking bet I'll paint your cooler.
We should start painting coolers, Eric. Just give it a deal.
Frat tire. I love it.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
The whole thing.
So on top
she
of...
She has, like, different designs on the corners and, like, the ends and the back and, like, the top and...
On top of being the richest and most famous person in my room, we also have an artist in my room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Most successful person to step foot in the Christensen house since ever.
So we've always been saying we need to, like, get someone on the podcast that's, like, sort of a big deal so we can, like, say that we're, like, bigger.
Yeah.
This is probably, like, a step in the right... At least we got a female on. It's a nice change.
Well, haven't we had Atlanta, like, on briefly before?
Never.
Like, on the phone?
I don't think
Our secretary hasn't even been on the podcast.
What? She keeps asking to, I think.
Okay, yet. Well, we should probably get her on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also Mike also wants to be on the podcast, but
I want money.
Yeah,
if we're gonna pump his business's tires, I want money.
I need insurance for Mike to step in this house because you don't know what you're getting into when Mike steps into your house. Like, remember when he came to Cody Allison's that one time for Cody's birthday?
And then he tried sleeping with that girl in Josh's room. And then
no,
Josh's
he did
truck.
Sleep with that girl. Well, in Josh's
he tried
room.
It. Tried in Josh's room and then did it in Josh's truck.
That's fucking
hit the table so hard he broke the mic.
Yes.
That was yeah. That
Mike,
was.
Have you met Mike Halle yet?
I have not.
I wouldn't.
Probably for the best.
Remember that story I told you about that guy who punched me in the face on Halloween and not like not
yeah.
on a rock.
Is
and then
him?
Like a few months later, I punched him in the face coming down a set of stairs.
Yeah,
that's Mike.
Nice.
Mike Halle is the kind of guy who okay, grade 12.
Yeah.
This is when we're. Still being little shits. Mm-hmm. Well, we were always little shits.
We're still little shits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My buddy, Wade Johnson, he's driving his, like, 1980-something ZX.
Yeah.
And Mike's been known to run over hoods of cars and, like, jump over them on the other side. He tries to do this with this car.
Like, slide over it?
No, like, run over the hood kind of thing. So, what? Car's coming this way. Mike's
yeah.
running the other way and, like, runs over it.
Right.
So, I broke it again.
Thanks, The Source.
Yeah, fuck you, The Source. This happens every episode.
I'll just play with it.
Okay. And he tries to do this, except this time, Johnson hits the accelerator instead of the brake.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike goes flying. His knees hit the top of the windshield. Does a flip. He's at least 10 feet in the air.
God.
Comes straight down on his knees.
On his knees?
On his knees. And he's lying there. Johnson looks back and says, fuck this, I have to go to hockey practice. Leaves. So now the principal's out. Art's out. Art's a beaut, by the way. I saw him at Thrifty's the other day.
Nice.
And it's being treated as a hit and run.
Oh my God.
Mike's like rolling around on the ground and everyone's like, beaking him the whole time. He's trying to, like, get some sympathy. Everyone's like, fuck you, Mike. You're an idiot. Fuck you, retard. Just, that is Mike. Summed up in a single story.
Yeah.
What's he up to now, post-high school?
He's a business owner.
A business owner?
He's a fucking business owner.
The tire guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He likes to, he has his own business cards.
We haul all. Yard waste. Garbage. Wood. Recyclables. And in parentheses, metal, cardboard, paper.
Space between card and board. It's not all one word.
Cardboard, paper. Appliances, parentheses, stoves, fridges, washer, / dryer. What? Down. Mattresses, couches, and more. Call for your free quote today. Mike. The Hauling Professionals. Mike Hauling at hotmail.com. Nice.
You should have seen his used Victoria ad. Everything was spelled wrong.
You got business off of it, too.
I know. It's a wonder how he made it through English 9, 10, and...
Well, he took 12 twice.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, Mike.
Like, he passed it, but then he went to... What's that fucked up school downtown for, like... Right...
S.J. Willis?
Yeah, he went to S.J. Willis.
Yeah. My friend I used to swim with went to S.J. Willis because he got a B in math and his dad yelled at him until he went.
Aww.
Good times. I stayed over at that kid's house once. We went to Vamp back in the day. The Victoria Electronic Music Festival.
Is that still happening?
It got canceled
this
year.
That's what I thought.
But, yeah. So we went there and we were going to try and bus back to my place. This guy lives in Cordova Bay, so it would have been much more realistic for us to go there, but instead we went back to my place, missed the bus, so we got to go back to his place, wake up in the morning, because we said that his dad didn't want us going to this music festival, and of course we had to tell him that we went to this music festival. Yeah. I'm standing there. Oh, hey Tim, how's it going? Good, Eric, how are you doing? Not bad. Looks at his kid, hits him.
Oh my god, no!
This is when we're in grade 10, and I'm standing there, just like, oh my god! Like, looking away in the corner, and he's, like, disciplining his kid, and I'm just looking down, trying not to look at it. Like, I'm in grade 10, what the fuck am I supposed to do? He stops disciplining his kid for a second, he's like, so you guys have a good night last night? Yeah. He starts disciplining his kid some more. I just went up to his room, sat there, looking at my phone. Oh, it was brutal. The most awkward I felt in my whole life. Yeah. Moral of the story is...
Beat your kids.
Yeah.
In front of their friends.
Yeah. Set the tone early.
Nothing teaches the kids a lesson like beating them in front of their kids. Or their friends, sorry.
Their
your kids' friends. Like a certain HH, we know.
Yeah.
That would be another level. Like, watch your grandfather hit your dad.
Ooh.
That's another level.
That'd be like that CFL fight. You remember that one? And like the...
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that video?
No.
So, like, Canadian Football League. There's, like, they have this banquet award dinner.
Yeah.
And these two guys...
Don't laugh at the Canadian Football League. It's big business over here.
Okay.
That have beef from, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
They're, like, talking up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some guy, like, hits somebody in, like, 1940. And they throw down.
Here's the video. Source really fucked us over.
Old guy fight. CFL.
You could take a seat by an asshole. Maybe you could relive those moments.
He's got a cane.
He's like giving him sass. She wants to shake his hand. Not gonna happen. He comes out.
Hits him with a cane. Oh, he hits him. They are throwing down.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ!
Sportsmanship!
Sportsmanship.
Jesus Christ, old man.
Like, that guy was swinging.
The other guy came at him with the cane. Worst banquet ever.
Or best banquet ever.
What other sports event do old men throw down at other than the CFL? You're not seeing that in the NFL. No. The Nuffle?
Nuffle. I looked it up. It's official. Sydney is like the oldest city in Canada.
Not Qualicum Bay anymore?
52,
well, I think we're tied with Qualicum Bay.
52% of the population is over the age of 60.
God damn it. Classic Sydney.
I got a dirty look from an old lady today when we went to Tim Hortons and we parked in the senior parking.
Oh no.
We did.
I parked my motorcycle in the smart car parking at Panorama once, yeah. And I had three old ladies yell at me at the same time. You damn kids, this is their smart cars! But my car, my vehicle sits as many people as a smart car. I don't care!
Those people that are like, I always smile at old people to show that I'm not a teenage thug. So true in Sydney.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to smile at
this is what you have to do to survive in the mean streets of Sydney. Smile at old people.
Yeah.
Sydney's seen some dark days.
No, it hasn't. What are you talking
about? Divine dark.
There was that curb stomping out of 7-Eleven.
Oh, that was the worst thing that's ever happened in Sydney.
That's the only thing that's ever happened in Sydney.
Yeah, there was some rowdy youths curbing each other.
Wow.
That was 5 years ago, and nothing bad's happened since. There's a group of crackheads in Sydney.
Yeah, there's some real sketchy people there.
Other than that, though, it's...
You always laugh when I say skids.
Yeah.
There's a group of them.
Yeah.
They've been known.
Well, I'll go hang out at the skate park some night.
Oh, Bird Lady. She's a good resident of Sydney. Yeah. Have you seen Bird Lady yet?
No,
She wears a green parka and pushes around a shopping cart all day.
Picks up cans.
Yes. She comes through Thrifties sometimes, and I get uncomfortable.
Why is she called the Bird Lady?
I have no idea.
I thought you were going to say she feeds birds or something.
No.
She has pet birds.
I don't know why she's called the Bird Lady. She just has been since the day I moved here.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well.
Wow.
I think we've run out of things to talk about.
Well, we have our Jolly Rancher video.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
On the topic of American college.
America.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing to study abroad. So, a lot of people do it.
Study abroad?
Yeah, abroad.
Nice.
Abroad.
Nice.
Broads. Yeah. So, a lot of people do semesters, except unless you're trying to do pre-med, because you can't take, science or health-related classes outside of the United States if you want to get a medical license in the States.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So, a lot of kids are pre-med, don't do it. But, so, if you don't want to make the semester commitment, which is a long time, I would never do that, you can do a summer program. Which is fun. Okay. And you still get credit, and the credits transfer and whatnot. So that's what I did. Then I went to Africa. I went to South Africa.
Drive me away.
I went to Cape Town. It was fun. And it's a different program. You don't really get, we have general education requirements we have to fulfill, because it's a liberal arts school. So there weren't any of those. So it was kind of a... It was an interesting group of kids. There were only 7 of us, so they almost canceled the trip.
Oh.
Only 2 of the kids, knew each other, kind of well beforehand. They lived on a freshman hall together. They were good buddies. Everyone else was, either acquaintances or didn't know anyone. So everyone on this trip was on point, though, and we lived in a house in this suburb of Cape Town. The 7 of us and this, amazing, feisty little Zambian lady who's, 22. She's a... senior at the University of Cape Town. So, I have this video. I'm getting so much trouble for this. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have this video.
You go back to school?
Yeah.
What'd you do in Canada? I put that video of you drunk on a podcast with a few thousand listeners.
Don't mind me.
Yeah.
He becomes a Canadian internet celebrity.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a backstory on the people?
Yeah. So we got cab. So you get to Africa, and it's expensive to get there.
Oh,
once
no
you
doubt.
Get there, it's 10-to-1 currency exchange. So
yeah.
You make a killing. It's ridiculous.
The rand. I remember my dad when he went to South Africa.
Yeah.
We walked into the currency exchange, and he walks out with 30,000 rand. I was like, "What the hell, Dad? Are you balling?" He's like, "No."
Which is absurd, because everything there is so inexpensive. The 7 of us would go out to dinner and get drinks, and the bill would still be under the equivalent of, $200 American dollars.
You can go elephant hunting for $5,000. That is ridiculous.
It's on the ATM, the highest amount, that was given, you can try to go higher.
Yeah.
Was the equivalent of, $100.
Wow.
That's pretty pitiful.
And the lowest was, $10.
Can't even buy a vaporizer for that much.
It's ridiculous. So so we get there, and there's a bottle store, which is a liquor store, right next to our house.
That's and pretty so, key. That is so key.
You go inside, to check it out. It's absurd, of course. I don't know, you guys call them 2 sixes, I guess. Like, Sky Vodka, Belvedere, like, that would be, like, the equivalent of $20.
Grey Goose in my bubble noose.
Yeah.
Now I got the Mac in my knapsack.
Like, $25.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Right. Yeah.
That's too hectic, bro.
We were on, like, an every other day schedule. My body, by the end of the trip, it was terrible. And we ate out, like, every meal. It was the worst thing in the world. It was so disgusting. There's this, like, bar close by called Stones. It's a franchise. It's, like, an upstairs, like, kind of shady place with pool tables.
Where are you guys going tonight? Just going to Stones.
So, one of the... There are 5 girls and 2 guys. So, 2 guys are Kevin and Charlie. Kevin decides Stones is, like, a casual place to black out.
I love that term. Casual place to black out.
My casual place to black out is probably your house now.
Mine?
Yeah. At one time I just showed up and Caroline Hogg's falling down the stairs and shit.
God. I forgot you showed up that night. That was a weird night.
That was a fantastic night. Anyways,
weird Stones. Fantastic is good. Yeah, Stones. So Stones is also right by our house. But we had, like, no responsibilities. We're there to tutor kids for 3 weeks. We're there for 4 weeks. For the first week, we're doing nothing.
Okay.
We class twice a week.
This sounds like a problem already.
For 2 hours. It's a lecture, not graded. Because we're there to do research on our own. And to tutor kids.
Okay.
Eventually, we get to research. By day 13, we're like, so fucked. We haven't done anything. We have this, I have like a 14-page paper to write by the end of the trip.
And this is how long of a trip, sorry?
This is 4 weeks.
Oh, so, it's 2 weeks. Give
exactly,
me a
exactly. By the end, I was like interviewing people and getting shit done. But other than that, like, we don't have to be up till like 10 on most days. And then what are we doing? We're going to like Robben Island. We're going to museums.
We're getting shit faced at Nelson Mandela's jail cell.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then, yeah.
So Kevin.
Yeah.
So, casually blacks out.
So.
Anyone named Kevin likes to party.
Yeah.
We got Kevin and we got Charlie. So Kevin's he used to be a swimmer in high school. Really good.
Nice.
He went to nationals and stuff. And then he went to college. Swimming Brotherhood.
Yeah.
There you go. He doesn't swim competitively in college. But then we got Charlie, and he's a golfer. And he is on the golf team at
William & Mary. What is he like? That's like NCAA Division I golf.
Yeah. He's
pretty good.
Is he like Phil?
I don't know.
Mickelson?
No. But he's a big guy. What is he, like 6'4"
They're
or something?
They're both Jesus. At least 6'3".
So, like, imagine how much alcohol this guy had to drink.
So, big, burly men.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I have a picture of the counter. Well, Kevin's drink of choice is gin. I don't know why.
Just like Johnson.
Yeah. And Gormican.
Yeah.
Those kids
love the gin.
It's really nice to get blackout to, like, a bottle of Bombay.
I don't know. I always prefer the goose.
So 6 of us drank, like, a good amount. This is 2 weekends.
1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 15, 16, 17, 18 bottles of liquor?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They're all 2 sixes, too.
Yeah. One of those is absinthe.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, you're welcome on this podcast.
We're
going
to have to start flying in from Virginia every week.
The one day I drank a 2 6 of absinthe is the one day I fucking thought I was going to die.
Getting dicked. Captain's Log.
Should I play that podcast or that Captain's Log after?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you know of Captain's Logs?
I do. I actually heard that one.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. You played it for me at your party.
I think it's time it went on the podcast.
Yeah,
after we see this video, though.
Okay. So Charlie, the golfer, he loves Jolly Rancher Chews. So you got, like, Starburst, you got, like, so Jolly Ranchers.
We brought Starburst to, like, make up for it.
Okay.
Because we can't find Jolly Rancher Chews. Like, it's
like when they make candy and then they're like, alright, let's make, like, a variation for fun. Like the Starburst jelly beans.
Does it come in a tin?
Nah.
That's too bad.
But they're like Starburst, but they're like larger and flatter. So Charlie's brought like 2 big bags from the States.
Okay.
Because he loves them.
Okay.
And they've been eating them. And so this is probably like a weeknight. I don't even know. We like just, you know, a couple hours ago, we're teaching kids how to read. giving them life advice. But, so this is, Kevin decides he's going to rank his Jolly Rancher. They're, like, arguing for a while. And, like, Charlie gives
his
ranking.
Jolly Rancher is the best sort
of
thing? Okay.
And Charlie gives his ranking, and then Kevin's like, no. And he gives his ranking, then he gives an order, and he's like, no, I got a different one. And then he decides he's going to list it off, and I'm like, all right, let me film this. So this is, you can watch it, too, if you want.
Wait, sorry, over again. Sorry, I fucked it up.
This is my order, my ranking for I'll do a whole video. I have an example of that, my least favorite. So, number one, we got red. I'm all about red, Kev.
Why?
I mean, red just kills it on daily. It's
genuine.
It's genuine. Atmosphere. It's got the best initial taste as well as that. But number two is green. It's a solid call. Yeah.
The man knows his Jolly Ranchers.
It offers, as well as red, it offers a good initial taste and aftertaste. But it's a different twist. It's a little less traditional, and it's a little more
traditional.
This is.
Blue.
I four was.
So he switches blue and green in the order.
Why blue?
Delicious. I would describe blue as succulent.
You're killing me.
What's the best mood for blue?
It looks like sad. And when you're a little bit sad and like your depression even, then blue is like the best one to you.
Okay, what's your next one?
I don't even have my next and last.
Okay. And the last one's pink.
We need to get this guy on the podcast.
I don't think you've understood. I've seen that probably 10 times, and I cry every time.
He needs to come on.
Then we got him. This is later on, so he's like...
Same night?
I think so. He's, this is really short.
This is a Miss New Booty remix. Like, so that is how drunk you have to be to, like, rank Jolly Rancher Chews.
And sing Miss New Booty.
Yeah.
That sounded like a fucking fantastic
so,
trip.
When you get
with these six other people.
When you get blackout beyond belief now, you got Kevin. That's going to be the new term.
You are so Kevin right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to cap this podcast off with a Kevin moment of my own.
Okay, good.
This is a new thing for the podcast. The Captain's Logs have never made public before.
We might have played one before.
We played the Baseball Game Chronicles.
But, like, these are the uncensored ones.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're going. Captain's Logs. July 1st, 2013. Get dicks. Doing what I do. Drop my Time now.
I had no idea about that podcast until 3 days later. Good times.
Are you going to rank your Starburst?
Should I rank my Starbursts?
I don't know if you can be sober and rank Starbursts.
How much time do we have?
Well, we're an hour five. I gotta be at work in an hour and a half.
We should probably just call it here.
Nah.
Okay.
Captain's Log!
Okay, give Eric one of each. We're going to rank Starburst flavors. So I'm starting with pink.
Yeah, unfortunately I have no green and blue. We're going to have to substitute with yellow and orange.
Okay, well, right off the bat, I'm saying that yellow is my least favorite.
Okay, I'm starting off with pink. Initial taste? I'd say it's pretty sweet. Like,
you'd hope so. How much sugar is it?
But like,
20 grams per 8 pieces.
But like, compared to the other ones, this is like their greatest podcast segment ever.
The new podcast segment where we get candies, we get Kevin, and rank them.
Okay. So pink. That's strawberry.
Yeah.
I'm all about red, Kim.
Okay. If he's all about red, that's what we're moving on to next.
We need these sound bites for the podcast.
And I think red might be my favorite on like my pregame prediction.
Okay.
It's a cherry chew. But actually, red is killing it right now.
Red always kills it.
Initial taste, atmosphere.
Okay.
This guy,
red, has a lot of like. If you're gonna like compare it to wines,
okay,
like. The pink is like a really sweet wine,
mm-hmm.
but the red is like a full body.
The pink is like a Pinot Gris.
Exactly. So I'm moving on to yellow.
Pink is like rosé. Yellow is like
yeah.
Gris.
Yeah.
Red is like a cab. And orange is like...
I don't know how I feel about yellow. Lemon.
I don't know.
Orange is like Patron Citron.
Mm-hmm. So
gets the job done.
Lemon's like... an after dinner starburst. Like, you don't want to make a dinner of yellow.
Oh,
that's good. Yeah, we got apple and shit.
Oh, the in shit. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's a good
story. So, we're there, the University of Cape Town, and we're there with this program that's like this huge organization that works with the university.
Okay.
And that's the program that like we're tutoring with.
Okay.
And we're going to the township and tutoring. And so they've set us up with this senior the whole time there. She lives with us. She's with us all the time. Her name's Janet. She's like a 5-foot Zambian girl.
Right.
And she's like, she goes hard. She goes hard.
Does she have a spear and all that shit? Is she a Zulu warrior?
She could. I think Janet's weapon of choice is a whip.
Oh! She's like Django.
Which is another thing. That's
yeah.
like a whole other thing.
Okay.
Which is great. But we're out and we're getting drinks. Of course, you know, all these specials are ridiculous.
Okay.
We're getting like $1.40 pints and stuff. It's stupid.
That's like 50% off the Dickens like Tuesday night special.
It's ridiculous.
Fantastic.
I've never seen a pint cheaper than $3.50.
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they want girly drinks because they're good and they're cheap. And so Janet says, you know, if you ever want to make anything gangster, just add in shit to the end. So they're out there, all the Cosmo and shit. I'll have a Princess Peach and shit.
I'll have a Miami Ice and shit.
I'll have a Palm Bay Citrus and shit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we got apple and shit.
All right.
So for the listeners at home, I've dove into orange now. And
oh, orange is like less traditional.
Okay, here we go.
And aftertaste.
I snorted.
It's a little less.
It's the worst.
And it's a little more sour.
So orange, definitely the best aftertaste of them all. So my ranking is going to be red, orange, pink, yellow.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah,
that's a good ranking right there.
Cherry, orange, strawberry, lemon.
I think I could put pink higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Ahead of orange?
Maybe.
You haven't even had your orange yet.
I know.
Even had your pink
I'm
yet.
I'm working on it.
We're all in the consensus, though, that red is the best.
Red just kills
universally.
On
yeah. In shit.
In shit.
Ridiculous.
What do we got? Red.
I'm all about red, Kev.
All about red, Kev.
Alright.
If you watch the video, it's pretty good. Charlie ends up on the floor.
Charlie's the guy who's like clapping and says, I'm all about red.
I'm all about red, Kev.
And then we got Crystal, that's Carly, on the ground.
These people, we're going to have to get them on Skype one day.
I know what video you have to show him. You have to show him Gloria dancing.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we got this is the last thing of the podcast. Okay.
All right, so
5 minutes, explain Gloria.
We show up in Africa. They take us into this classroom at the university.
Okay.
And they're giving us a rundown of, like, what the program is, how it works. All of a sudden, like, halfway through, this girl walks in. Like, relatively large black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she could be like part of the program.
Yeah.
No. This is Gloria. Gloria's come by herself from the University of Richmond.
Rich what?
Yeah.
Rich what?
Mend?
Have you ever seen Coach Carter?
No.
Okay.
Rich what?
Richmond.
Rich what?
Richmond.
Rich what?
Richmond.
Where we from?
Richmond.
What's my hometown?
Richmond.
What we love!
Richmond!
Have you not seen Coach Carter?
Because I looked at it, I watched it for 5 minutes, and I was like, I'm not a fan of this movie.
It's a great movie.
Okay, I'll watch him, sorry.
It's
anyways.
Like, Remember the Titans, but yeah. Not. Yeah.
Anyways, it's like, the guy goes to the school, teach a bunch of, like, inner city kids, and they go to Richmond High School.
Oh, okay.
And when they, like, at one point, they're just like, their pregame pump up is like, Rich what? Richmond. It's sick. It gets me fired up.
All right.
So, Gloria's there by herself. She's doing, like, another segment of the program. And she's doing a house stay, and she's staying with this woman.
Okay.
So, Gloria comes with us on excursions and stuff. She has no one else to go with. And, like, she's, like...
So, she's, like, the tag-along that no one really likes, but she's just there.
No, it's just, like...
She is the equivalent of, like, from what I've heard, of somebody you don't... Like, she's not the most enjoyable person to have around 24/7, but you keep her around because the shit she does is so funny.
But like, the carrot. She was great to have, though.
Okay, alright.
It's just like, you go, like, we were going through my picture, it's like, one of these is not like the other.
Okay.
So, Gloria, she's just hilarious. Like, we're at the tip of Africa, you know, Cape Point, Cape of Good Hope. Let's take a sexy pic. So, like... She calls us Boo on the first day. Like, thanks, Boo. So now we're all Boo for the entire rest of the trip.
Thanks, Boo.
So she comes over. She comes over a lot. Did I tell you that one time? So, like, Gloria doesn't have anyone else really to hang out with. And so, like, we're texting and stuff. And, like, I become, like, the person she's communicating with.
So
and,
she
like,
just shows up.
It gets to the point where, like, I wake up from a nap and I'm, like, texting Janet. I'm like, why is Gloria in the kitchen? Like, she lives in a completely different suburb. Like, there's just one point.
She just walked, oh, guys, I'm lonely.
We're out to dinner, and she's like, hey, what y'all up to? Like, oh, like, we've been gone all day. Like, we're still gone, right? Yeah. I should have mentioned that, because she's like, where are you guys? Like, oh, we're out. Where are you? I'm coming over, LOL. Like, going where?
Inviting herself.
Going where? I'm at your spot. Where are you? Gloria, we're in the city. We're like half an hour away. She's like at our house. Ugh. So funny. So
when are you guys coming home? I'm lonely.
And then she like wants to party with us and like stay the night. And so she does that once. And then like another time she's like, yeah, like maybe I can stay over again. I was like, or you could call a cab. She's like, or I could stay over again. I was like, or you could call a cab. So
she's just the annoying one on the group.
But she's great. But we love Gloria. We call her Glow. We love Glow.
Glow is so special to
Glow
us.
Glow is so now.
So
you gotta see this.
Glow is here, Glow is now.
So this is the same guy who ranked the Jolly Rancher Chews.
And Kevin loves to dance.
This guy's a friend of the show.
Dancing with Gloria.
Okay. Yeah.
And Gloria's the one who's like...
You'll hear noises during the video.
That's her.
She is making the noises.
All right.
So she's teaching him how to, like, work it. And they're like...
How to work it.
She twerks on the regular.
Hey, guess...
Not, well,
sorry. Yeah. Guess what I had a dream about yesterday?
Go.
I was a fucking member of the twerk team. And I had a coach and shit. Kids, do not take melatonin before you go to sleep, because you'll be on the twerk team.
You wanted a twerk coach t-shirt, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twerk coach. All right, so here's Gloria. Also, Gloria's house mother is ridiculous. She has, like, this baby, but she lives alone, and she's just absurd. She drops off Gloria, and she's looking around her kitchen. She's like, oh, you have a hookah? You know what's great? You put weed at the top, you put vodka and face. It's so wonderful. Make that ass clap, Gloria. I'll see you tomorrow morning. We're like, she's carrying the baby out. She take shots for me, take shots for her.
Make that ass clap, Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Absurd.
Okay.
So this is Gloria dancing.
Okay, we gotta wrap this up, unfortunately. Yeah. Make sure to click the link in the
description for the On It sponsorship.
Buy some fucking kettlebells.
Alpha Brain.
We talked about a lot of sports today.
That's fine.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Anytime you want
to
come in this, you know, makeshift studio, feel free.
Thank you, Canada.
Canada.
Hey,
Canada. All right, so, you know, we're.
I'm all about red, Kim.
We're going home.
I want to puke my brains out.
Bases loaded, I'm up to bat. Based and loaded, imagine that. Still up and coming, haven't came yet, cause I'm a zombie.
Brain dead.
Take Adderall to study, Adderall to party. Pharmaceutical call me, puke my proverbial brains out. Dolly, Captain Nicola, Tsunami, in Bali. Nope, I'm in my apartamento. No AC,
muy caliente.
Late on rent day, but always on. Brains out.